The Reformation of the English Church involved a series of five parliamentary acts, culminating in Henry's becoming head of the Church of England. First among these new laws was the 1532 Act for the Conditional Restraint of Annates, which decreed that certain traditionally made payments to Rome would be temporarily withheld. This was confirmed 2 years later by another act. In 1533 came the Act in Restraint of Appeals, which stated that legal matters, which could be tried in England, could no longer be sent to foreign jurisdictions, read Rome, for trial. And then in 1534 came the Act of Succession, which secured the throne to Henry and Anne's children, because that marriage was real and true, whereas the marriage which had produced Henry and Catherine's daughter, Mary, had violated God's law and therefore never really occurred. Incidentally, or not so incidentally, Sir Thomas More refused to swear to uphold this Act of Succession, not because he objected to the body of the law, but because of the preamble, which included a repudiation of the authority in England of the Pope, here called the Bishop of Rome. It was this refusal which brought about his execution the following year. The last in this series of new laws was the Act of Supremacy, which said that the King, our sovereign Lord, his heirs and successors, kings of this realm, shall be taken, accepted, and reputed the only supreme head in earth of the Church of England. The Bishop of Rome was out. Henry, King Henry, and his heirs were in.